This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. President of Russia Vladimir Putin will pay a state visit to India today for the 23rd India-Russia annual summit. During the two-day visit, President Putin will hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. Both leaders will exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. A number of agreements are expected to be signed, including in areas related to trade, economy, healthcare, academics, culture and media. President Draupadi Murmu will also receive the Russian president and host a banquet in his honor. In view of increasing acceptance of Sanchar Sathi app, the government has decided not to make the pre-installation of the app mandatory for mobile manufacturers. The Ministry of Communications in a statement said that the app is secure and purely meant to help citizens from bad actors in the cyber world. Union Minister of Communications Jyotiraditya Sindhya rejected the opposition's allegations of snooping, saying that snooping is neither possible nor will happen with the Sanchar Sathi app. Replying to a question in the Lok Sabha, Mr. Sindhya clarified that users can activate the app by registering at their convenience to access its benefits, and they may deactivate or delete it from their devices at any time.
Today, every citizen of the country can protect themselves from fraud from stolen mobile. They can record and report their stolen mobile. And 20 crore hits have been made on our portal. Approximately 1 crore 50 lakh apps have been downloaded. And today, I want to record that on the basis of this app and portal, 1 crore 50 lakh mobile connections have been disconnected in the country which are fraudulent because the public has reported this. Approximately 2.6 million stolen handsets we have traced. We have also returned 7 lakh handsets that have been stolen.
Defense Minister Rajnath Singh and his Russian counterpart Andrei Belousov will co-chair the 22nd India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Military and Military Technical Cooperation Ministerial Meeting in New Delhi today. The Defense Ministry in a statement said the two leaders will review the entire range of multifaceted relations between the two countries in the field of defense during the meeting. Union Minister of Development of Northeastern Region Jyotiraditya Sindhya will be on a three-day visit to Nagaland from today. During his stay, Mr. Sindhya will attend the traditional stone-pulling ceremony in Tofema village on Friday, held as part of the ongoing Hornbill Festival. He will also inaugurate and lay foundation stones of several ministry projects. India has been elected as the chair of International IDEA, the intergovernmental organization that supports sustainable democracy across the world for the year 2026. The announcement was made after a meeting of the Council of Members of States held in Stockholm, Sweden yesterday, where India formally assumed the annual chairship from Switzerland, the outgoing chair for 2025. Women and Child Development Minister Annapurna Devi will formally launch the 100-day awareness campaign for a child marriage-free Bharat in New Delhi today, marking 1 year of the Bal Vivah Mukt Bharat campaign. Through this campaign, Ministry of Women and Child Development will call upon citizens, institutions and community leaders across the nation to join the movement and reaffirm India's commitment to build a child marriage-free Bharat. South African female cheetah Vera and her two 10-month-old cubs will be released from a large enclosure into the open forest of Kuno National Park, KNP, in Shirpur district today. Cheetahs will be released by Chief Minister Mohan Yadav during a ceremonial event to mark the occasion of International Cheetah Day today. In men's cricket, South Africa defeated India by 4 wickets in the second game of the three-match ODI series.